Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. For the third straight year, the Patriots are set to enjoy a playoff bye week. They can narrow down their list of possible division round opponents to three teams, and by the end of this weekend, perhaps as early as Saturday, they will know who's coming here to Gillette Stadium for a January 13th encounter. Here on Patriots Today, we'll break down each of those three possible teams over the next 3 days, starting right now with the fifth-seeded Indianapolis Colts. From number one pick in the draft to a spot in the playoffs, the Colts' ride to the wild card round has been dramatic, exciting, and emotional. On Sunday, they'll travel to Baltimore, the franchise's original home, as winners of five of their last six games. The most recent win over Houston in Week 17 came on the day their cancer-stricken head coach, Chuck Pagano, returned to the sidelines after missing 3 months. Andrew Luck and company no doubt have a bounce in their step and a positive feeling heading into the game against the Ravens. But is that feeling enough to allow a rookie quarterback to lead his troops to a win over a battle-tested opponent? One big key for the Colts is turnover differential. They had the most giveaways and the fewest takeaways this season among all 12 playoff teams, and that might not fly in a road playoff game. It was the Patriots' second most lopsided victory of 2012, a 59-24 win over the Colts in mid-November. The Pats broke it open thanks to pick sixes by newcomer Aqib Talib and Alphonso Dennard.
He's going to go all the way. That is Alphonso Dennard.
While Tom Brady tossed three touchdown passes. Of course, all of it was overshadowed by Rob Gronkowski's forearm injury, which happened during a late extra point. The most interesting element of a potential rematch with the Colts revolves around Andrew Luck. The game at Gillette Stadium was one of the worst in his rookie year. Interestingly, in Luck's rematches this year against three division foes, his numbers were similar or worse than they were in his first outing against those teams. If Luck can make corrections from his first game against New England, he and the Colts could be a tough out. Otherwise, the Pats should have the edge in most categories. Reggie Wayne finished the regular season third in the AFC in receptions and third in the AFC in receiving yards, giving Luck a dependable target in the passing game. But the more dangerous Indianapolis threat entering the postseason is T.Y. Hilton. The rookie wideout averaged more than 17 yards per catch, among the best in the league, with seven TDs on the season. Two came against New England. The Pats' defense has improved in its ability to stop the big play in the passing game, but Hilton can and has made secondaries look vulnerable this season. If it comes down to Pats Colts next weekend, Patriot defensive backs will have their hands full with number 13. Coming up on Thursday, a closer look at the fourth-seeded Baltimore Ravens, who may now have a win one for Ray Lewis rallying cry after the longtime linebacker announced he'll retire after this season. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.